now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20 and more great music to bring you in this hour of the program, including a pick from Stephen Karlik and another feature from one of the artists playing Sappy Fest. It's all happening right now. And the charts, of course, come from earshot-online.com. Brian, who's there silently waiting his turn, will tell you what you'll find if you go to the website.
I think you should know I'm trying not to sneeze, but I'm just going to plow through. I just thought everyone should know.
If you do sneeze,
and
though,
if
I'm
I do sneeze, we're rolling with it. Yeah. Because everyone knows, but it's there.
Okay.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report, which is always found at earshot-online.com. It's the national campus community radio report. I already told you that. But it bears repetition, and you can always find it at that fine website or by searching for Earshot in whichever search engine you choose. It's published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, who put out the National Top 50 for this week. We're counting down for the week ending Tuesday, July 12th, 2016. But you can look back. Can't look forward, but you can definitely look back on all kinds of previous weeks and months and years, as well as regional charts from over 30 campus and community radio stations across Canada who put out their top 30 that becomes the national top 50. There are also genre-related charts, both regionally and nationally, for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk roots, and blues, and that pretty much covers everything. No, wait, I'm lying. There's so much more. I'm really selling it.
Yeah, how long have you been sitting on that one to use?
I don't know. You can also find reviews, interviews, and tons of other stuff on their website. So go and check it out if you haven't been there recently. If you haven't been there within the last hour, who knows what you might find at earshot-online.com.
Who knows indeed.
I'm trying to get my really career. Did that I'm justice. Really trying to. I think I'm going to try to move my career towards shopping networks.
Oh.
Well, I feel like I found my calling.
Good luck to you.
Maybe the new Billy Mays.
I don't know.
Brian Cleveland here for Earshot 20.
I like it already. It's good. That's how we should start the show from now on. Just really aggressive shopping channel style.
Anthony, do you hate it when
you interrupt me? I sure do.
Well, I got a great product to solve it for you.
Yeah, what is it? Duct tape? Anyway, we are online to earshot20@gmail.com is our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. We will play something from your latest release, and we will give you an interview. There you go. That's the feature. This month, as we told you in the first hour of the program, we are featuring artists all throughout the month that are playing at Sappy Fest. The great festival, Sackville, New Brunswick, July 29th to 31st. We've got tickets for you to win as well. Head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Enter the contest, like and share the contest photo, your chance to win. Lots of entries already, so thank you very much for participating, and still your chance until July 22nd. So get that in. In this hour of the program, the top 10, more features for Sappy Fest, more music news, the lowdown. There's so much that we can't take any time. We need to get into it.
We're gluttons for punishment.
Why?
There's just so much to fit in.
Well, that's true.
But gotta get it going.
We'll make it happen.
All right. So we're going to jump right into the music here. As we told you, 6 out of the 10 Player Shortlist nominated albums falling within our program this week. We heard from 3 in the first hour, and we're going to hear from 3 in the second hour as well. This one isn't one of them. At number 10, it is Deerhoof. Dropping just one spot is The Magic You'll Hear Nurse Me. Danny Romano up from that at number 9, dropping from number 3 with Mosey and The Collector. But this album is Jesse Lanza, Oh No, her second album and her second shortlist album. So batting 100%. Or what did they say? I don't know. Why did I try to make a sports analogy? At number 8 down from number 4 is that album. You're going to hear a track called Begins.
Here's Deerhoof.
Batting 1,000. Is that what they say?
Batting 1,000. That is what it is. Here is Deerhoof, your number 10 this week. Song's called Nurse Me. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Doctor, when you body was. Doctor, when you 이제 Doctor who knew what it was. 속어 Doctor who knew what it was. 나스미 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 Please 나스미
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Was Begins by Jesse Lanza, her latest Oh No, at number 8, dropping just a couple spots from number 4. From 3 to number 9, Daniel Romano from the album Mosey, you heard The Collector. And we kicked this off with our number 10, down one spot. It is Deerhoof with The Magic. And from that album, you heard Nurse Me.
Hour number 2 of the countdown, second hour for music news, as well as we reconnect with Stephen over there at Exclaim, all the way over there, you know, in Toronto. We have more news to bring you, and we start off with some sad news as the music world says goodbye to yet another talented musician.
Yeah, this one's particularly sad, even though we sort of had a sense that it was coming. Genevieve Elverum was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer last spring. On July 9th, she passed away at the age of 35 years old. born in Quebec as Genevieve Castré. She was a prolific musician, working under the names Wolve and Opeon, releasing music for the likes of K Records and P.W. Elverum and Son. In addition to her musical output, she was also an acclaimed visual artist, having released a wide array of independent comic books for publishers like Drawn and Quarterly, among others. Genevieve is survived by her husband Phil Elverum of Mount Erie and the Microphones, and their child. Earlier this year, Elverum started a GoFundMe page to cover her cancer treatment, while Neutral Milk Hotel also launched an online fundraising campaign, auctioning off rare musical items in the process to help pay for Genevieve's treatment. On his GoFundMe page, Phil Elverum shared a photo, which you can see at exclaim.ca, of Genevieve, along with a heartbreaking message, which you can read at exclaim.ca, because I'll tear up if I read it.
It's always a sad day when someone so revered in the music industry is taken away, so we wish her family the best.
Yes, we do.
Now, if you're a fan of the Hidden Cameras, not only can you look forward to some new stuff, but that new stuff features some really cool people.
A lot of stuff, a lot of people. The Hidden Cameras last released a full length with Age in 2014. At the time, band leader Joel Gibb hinted that more music was in the works. Now, hopeful fans are in luck as a new record is ready and will be released this fall through Outside Music. Aptly titled Home on Native Land, the new record conveys Gibb's own interpretation of country music and a romanticized take on Canadiana. Speaking with Exclaim, he joked that this is the album that, quote, has taken longer to make than Chinese Democracy, as work on it began as far back as during the sessions for 2006's Awu, and Gibb steadily chipped away at it while recording Origin, Orphan, and Age, so it has been long, long in the works. No stranger to an abundance of creative collaborators, the singer-songwriter enlisted a number of high-profile guests for the upcoming album under the Hidden Cameras banner. He describes it as a, quote, document of the music scene in Toronto, since there are so many different musicians playing and singing throughout. The list of collaborators includes Feist, Mary Margaret O'Hara, Ron Sexsmith, Bahamas, Rufus Wainwright, and Pet Shop Boys' Neil Tennant. The majority of it was recorded by longtime collaborator Don Kerr. For a taste of the album, you can listen to the lead-off track Day I Left Home at exclaim.ca. You can also see the track list for the album as well. And if you're curious whether they're touring, dates might be on the way. For now, you can see him joining the bill for Peach's show at Massey Hall on August 4th. And stay tuned for more.
Oh, we're looking forward to it for sure. And one more before we get to your song pick this week, Stephen. And we'll keep the convo going when it comes to collaborations. A Tribe Called Red has partnered up with some familiar names for a new release.
Yeah, this is exciting. Tribe Called Red's recent Stadium Powwow single was apparently a beacon for this new one. They now have plans to release their third full-length album. The guest-loaded journey will include appearances from Tanya Tagak, Shad, Yassine Bey, formerly known, of course, as Mos Def, and more. The new album is titled We Are the Halluci Nation, that's hallucination as two words, and it arrives September 16th, courtesy of Pirate's Blend. A press release explains that the latest effort from DJ Indian, Bear Witness, and Toolman is a, quote, intense, incendiary collection, end quote, one that continues the band's blend of electronic music with a, quote, deep sense of heritage and cultural identity. It is the first full-length release from the group since Toolman joined the lineup in 2014, following the exit of band co-founder DJ Shub. The album title, Hallucination, is a reference to the work of late poet and activist John Trudell, who recorded a few recitations for A Tribe Called Red ahead of his passing at the end of 2015. You can see the track listing details at exclaim.ca, where you can also see the cover of the album, and a hell of a lot of tour dates, including ones in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, Ontario, Alberta, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, BC, all over Canada. Head to exclaim.ca and see it all.
Cool stuff. All right, Stephen, thanks so much, as always, for the great music news, and you can check it out at exclaim.ca. We will throw it to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you. I've talked lately about how Crystal Castles have been teasing a new album, and indeed they revealed even more details about that this week, which you can see at exclaim.ca. For now, I'm going to tease that with a first single from the album, a really excellent little song called Char, that's C-H-A-R. This is, of course, the first Crystal Castles album to feature new singer Edith Frances, and her airy vocals are all over Char. It's a really great little electronic song. You know, it's kind of beautiful and kind of scary. Anyway, you're going to hear it now. It's Earshot Radio. This is Char by Crystal Castles.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Blood Orange, Blink-182, Swiss Army Man, Tragically Hip, Bad Bad Not Good, Schoolboy Q, R. Kells, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
Now that you finally figured me out,
That was Pop, The Dream Is Over, another Polaris shortlisted album from number 2 to number 6 this week. You heard the track Doubts. Weaves in there at number 7, up from number 12, and their self-titled debut on Buzz Records in at that spot with a track called Tick, and a new single by Crystal Castles called Char from their forthcoming new album was Stephen Carlick's pick this week.
Little Scream, aka Montreal-based Laurel Springlemeyer, has been pretty busy with the recent release of a brand new full-length, the music video, and now tour dates, which include a stop in Sackville for Sappy Fest. Laurel joins me now to chat about all the craziness, and Laurel, it's great to welcome you to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Quite a bit of time passed between your 2011 release, The Golden Record, and now 2016's Cult Following. Was that a conscious decision to work on the material for this album, or was there other factors that came into play that prolonged releasing it?
I mean, it was a combination of factors. Part of it was just that, you know, it took me a while. I was touring for a while after the Golden Record came out. So like a good, you know, 2-year period, I was on and off the road. And then, you know, played shows after that as well. So, and I haven't, at least at that point, I wasn't a person that could do a lot of writing while I was on the road and, you know, in that travel mode. So that was, you know, that was that first chunk of time. And then I took quite a while to finish the record once I started it as well, for various reasons. So, and then, you know, then there's always just this other stuff on the label side and administrative side that takes time to pull stuff together. So yeah, it's just how long it took me this time around.
And it was well worth the wait. Cult Following is a great album. And in addition, you've recently shared a video for Dark Dance. And if you haven't watched this video, you need to. And I'm wondering how you came up with the concept for it.
Well, actually, it's that video went one where I was less directly involved than others I have been at some moments. There's a director, Lee Skinner. He works out of Toronto. And I did have a couple. I had like a general sketch for an idea where I knew I wanted to have like two characters interacting together and some kind of choreography. And in my vision, it was going to be like a burnt out building and a kind of urban environment. And I just, you know, sketched out a couple different ideas of the vague thing that I kind of wanted it to be. And we sent it over to Lee Skinner, and he kind of envisioned it in this different way. And I really liked Lee's work, and so I just kind of gave him, I let him follow his vision through on it, and I am really happy with how it turned out. I think he really executed it well. So, that's how that one came together.
And it is so cool, the idea of the two dancers in the video, and it just the whole scene of them going through, and it just makes the video and it adds to the song, but it makes the video just gives it a different dynamic, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really, there's like an emotional thing that comes through that I think is in the song, and I'm really happy. It's harder than you'd think to make a good music video, you know. So many different factors that come into play, and you know, a lot that goes into the production of them. So, I'm really happy to have that one out there now.
And you're on the road now touring the material with a stop at Sappy Fest in Sackville on July 30th. Given that I feel like dancing when I listen to your album, I can only assume that that's what we're in for when we see you live as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I sure hope so.
And having been in Europe and doing all of the touring that you're doing right now, including making your way down to the East Coast for Sappy Fest, is there something that you enjoy the most about being on the road and out and touring and playing for your fans?
I mean, I really like the adventure of it because, touring at the level that I am, you never know what to expect every night. It's really an adventure. We play all different sorts of venues. Like you were mentioning, we just got off of a European tour, and you know that the shows were so vastly different every night. Like one night we'd play for 5,000 people, and the next night we'd play for 20 in a pub somewhere in the UK. And you know, it's just like a really cool adventure at this point because you never know what to expect. And I like how that keeps me on my toes and really makes every performance experience unique. And I feel like people get to feel that too then. You know, we never get bored doing it just because it's so different every time. I love that part of it.
go to littlescream.com. I promise it's not a trick to get you to a horror website. There's all kinds there. And remember, yeah. facebook.com/earshot20 for your chance to enter and win 2 free weekend passes to Sappy Fest, which includes a performance from Little Scream. You won't want to miss it. Laurel, thanks so much for checking in, and have fun on the road. We'll see you at the festival.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We'll see you guys there.
More of the charts on the way, but first, here's Little Scream. Another of the great acts lined up for Sappy Fest. It's right here on the Earshot 20.
Change. I'm at the club, I feel so strange.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
Well, Catriona might have dropped off the charts this week to number 22, but a big week for the artist nonetheless. Not only being nominated with their debut on the shortlist, they're also featured on this new track by Bad Bad, Not Good, their latest album, number 4, with a huge debut at number 4. And you heard a track from that one called Lavender. And before that, sitting still, Jay Arner from J2 at number 5 with Personal Line, and Little Scream as well with Dark Dance.
Yeah, it was good to reach out to Little Scream, and we are excited to see them as well as many other great acts at Sappy Fest. And you can check out the full schedule. We've shared it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and come hang out with us if you want to. From 5 to 7, we'll be doing the show live. Well, I will be there live. Brian will be back here making sure that the ship runs smoothly, but it'll be live in
I'll be at home changing baby diapers. Yeah. And feeding baby and
I
stuff.
Just wanted to make it sound like you were doing something important.
I am doing something important.
Well, you are. You're looking after your child. I guess that is important. Okay, we have one more break before we get to the top 3, and that is to give you a lowdown on what is happening below the top 20 on the charts. It comes from the national top 50. We don't have time to play all 50, and that's why we let you know what's debuting below that number 20 spot. because there's a chance they could make it up. Brian's got the lowdown for you.
Yeah, we'll be pretty quick with it. This week, six debuts below the top 20, but there's one that I'm pretty excited to tell you about as well. We start off at number 50, the new Bat for Lashes release, The Bride. At number 49, Tomato Tomato, there on the show just a little while ago. And their new album, their second from the St. John-based group, is I Go Where You Go. Up to number 47, Marissa Nadler with Strangers. Jumping all the way up to number 39 is DJ Shadow. His latest release is called The Mountain Will Fall. And Yumi Zuma is at number 37 with Yonkala. And our highest debut this week by The Velveteens at number 33. It's called A Hot Second with The Velveteens.
The Velveteens and DJ Shadow will make it into the top 20.
Yeah, I remembered that you didn't pick any last week, but we were so pressed for time, I guess it just didn't come up. And then you did pick some the week before, I believe, but I wasn't here, and I don't know what they were, and I don't
remember. They made it in. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Anyway,
Maybe we'll go back and we'll do some reconnaissance on that. I don't know. I don't buy it.
Yeah, they made it. It's fine. Okay, we have three more tracks. Let's get to them. Brian's going to let you know first what's coming in at number 3.
Hannah Georges was in our program for the first time last week at number 14, and she makes a big jump this week with her newest album For Evelyn to number 3. Here is Angel All the Time.
Number 2.
Earshot 20. Number one.
But then from the living room, I heard you calling my name.
It's the Earshot 20.
Back to number one with Andy Shaw from The Party. You heard The Worst in You from number 11 to number one. Dropping just one spot to two was Holy F from the album Congrats. You heard House of Glass and Hannah George's kicking off that set of three at number three, up from 14 for Evelyn's, her newest, and you heard Angel All the Time.
All right, there it is. And that is the countdown done for another week. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. The countdown is done every week from earshot-online.com. That's where we get the top 20. And we record and broadcast out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, before sending out for syndication to all of our great campus community and online radio partners. Thank you all very much for airing the program. And thank you for listening, especially if you're picking up the program by download or if you're podcasting through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, we appreciate it, and we'll be back next week with a brand new countdown. Until then, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Like and share that contest photo for your chance to win two weekend passes to Sappy Fest. And stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.